This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Today we're at Target Field, downtown Minneapolis. Twins home opener. Play the Kansas City Royals this afternoon. And we thought we'd come down and kick off a little Minnesota Twins baseball. What do you think? Such a part of the upper Midwest and spring and summer. That's right. MyPillow survey question of the day. Beer? No, that's nothing about the alcoholic beverages, sorry. A brat? I don't know, a brat and beer just kind of go together for me, so I just said that. But sorry, start over. Survey question today, hot dog or brat? Hot dog or brat? What do you prefer? If you call, email, text, and answer, you're in a drawing for a free MyPillow, premium MyPillow. The best of the best today on the program. Meanwhile, you can call about anything on your mind here till the bottom of the hour. We have Troy Coons at the bottom of the hour from the Northwest Landowners Association. Get an update on what's happening at the state legislature in North Dakota. Also, Chris Berg will be here before the end of the hour from Point of View, too. So, in the meantime, some time to chat. Give me a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jeff and Ottertail are still there. Do you have more to say, Jeff, after your question for Dave St. Peter?
Well, just, you know, something else, you know, they're talking about the stadium and everything like that. And, you know, in 2006, when they started a campaign to get that built, you know, it wound up costing the taxpayer close to $400 million to build that thing. And in that same time, you know, in 2009, the team was valued at $356 million, and today it's close to $900 million. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, if this is the kind of money they can get to increase the value of the team, the record should start to show it sooner or later. But yet last year they had the worst record in baseball.
Yeah, it was tough here, but I mean, you know, when you have the amount of teams you have, you're going to have good teams, you're going to have bad. It's like in anything, right? You're going to have good years and bad years. I mean, it certainly happens. I thought Dave did a very good job of explaining, you know, as far as the poll ads, for instance, they're not sitting there saying, spend less. Oh, don't go get that player. They're saying, who do you want? Right? So they're just trying to, he's saying we just need to make better decisions on who we spend the money on. It's sort of it's like anything though. I mean, if you're a company and your product is, a really good car, you know, you're going to have good years, you're going to have bad years. It just, you know, it happens. And I think the difference in athletic teams is we all love them so much, root for them so much, that we all want to sort of, you know, you don't love a car like you love a sports team. And so you just want to contribute to how you think would make it better. So I think that's, you know, and I think that's fine. I think that's kind of neat. I mean, that there's that much ownership and love of the team to want them to be better and to take those things on. So, but I thought you asked good questions. Dave answered well as well. Appreciate your call, Jeff. Thank you. Bob in West Hope, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, good morning there, Scott. How's everything in Minneapolis?
Well, it's not bad. It's not bad. I wouldn't live in Minneapolis if you paid me all the money in the world, honestly. But if you're sitting here at Target Field at 10 in the morning as opposed to being in the studio, you know, opening day, you can do this once in a while, right?
Yep, I got a daughter that lives down there. I got a bunch of old schoolmates that went to work down there, and they retired down there, and they're still living there. They wouldn't give it up.
They like it. I guess it's just in what you're used to, what you know, and I think people that have spent a lot of time in a metropolitan city, they just consider it, you know, and I think they would say, well, I got so much we could do. Well, how much of your life is, you know, get up, go to work, eat, go to bed, get up, right? I mean, I think, and yes, around the edges, you want to be able to have some choices, but I would argue, you got all the, you know, fun you need in North Dakota, and we got planes, so you can go visit places once in a while, and, you know, my wife and I love Broadway. We love to go to New York City. We take a bunch of listeners there every December, right? So, you know, you can do that. That's fun. Then you come back and, you know, live where people are, in my view, a notch above what they are in metropolitan cities. There's just a better stock of people. Sorry, I'm not trying to be snooty. I just think good hardworking, honest, Midwestern small town ethics mean something, right? And that's who I want to call neighbors rather than, you know, people who
I like it up here where you're free. You got lots of land out here. You can go many miles before whatever, and you're pretty much by your lonesome. But it is a life of time.
You've certainly hit the jackpot being in West Hope. I don't think anybody in North Dakota would argue with that.
The question I have, now, our president said that go ahead and put that pipeline in. It's in. And as far as I know, they got oil in that pipeline, but it's not moving. And I don't know why, because our president said, now, we don't have to go through no court hearings or anything like that, should not have to. Because once he makes a thing, that's it. And then about gambling casinos, we voted that out years ago, and then pretty soon the reservations, they put that in. How much money is that coming from the gambling casinos now to fix roads, schools, or anything like this here? I don't think there is any, is there?
Are you talking about the casinos on Native American reservations now? Yeah, no, there's no money that comes back. That money is generated for their roads and operations and programs and whatnot. But no, there's not money that comes back from that. No.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons, I think, that some people wanted to put a initiated measure together and ask North Dakotans if they would support casino gaming that would ultimately go into the general fund to do some of those kinds of projects. And Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, said, I don't want another medical marijuana deal. His words, not mine.
That's another thing I'd like to know why. We voted the marijuana in, the medical stuff. And now they're trying to push it out.
I don't honestly think they're trying to push it out, Bob. I think they're here's their argument. Their argument is the wording on what was approved was conflicting. It was a couple of different states' language, and it wasn't real clear. And so the Attorney General, Wayne Stengel, and his staff, and the Department of Health said, if we do this, we're going to break federal laws. We have some real issues here. We got to fix this. So they fixed it. In their mind, they fixed it to do exactly what it is they intended to have happen all along. So there is medical marijuana. Nobody's taking that away. It's just a matter of the delivery mechanism and how that was ultimately put together that they changed. So just to finish on the casino thing, I think what Al Carlson was saying is we wouldn't want to have to go through that again on a casino gaming thing. So why not have us do it? Work with the people that want to put an initiated measure and then vote on it. But obviously, despite being fairly popular initially on this program and in the House, it obviously was. It was shot down, at least for now. You never know in the legislature till it's over, but right now it's shot down.
There's a program in Minot. They're called the Bingo-Rama, and they have bingo, and through the state of North Dakota, whatever. They gather a certain amount of money in there. Now, if a guy can go in next door to that building in Minot, and he can get walkers, wheelchairs, canes, also a vehicle to use for transporting somebody in a wheelchair or something like this here, and it doesn't cost you nothing except you got to have it back at a certain time, and the vehicle has to be filled up with gas, and that's run through the bingo deal.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that isn't charitable gaming that benefits particular service, right?
Yep,
I'm guessing that's what you're talking about, and we have a fair amount of that. And that's one of the concerns, the group of folks that do charitable gaming, and, that benefits, disabled citizens and all kinds of things. Would they be hurt if there was gaming, expanded casino gaming? Some people argue, look, if somebody just goes down and do bingo or does blackjack, that's very different than somebody going to a casino. Wouldn't be any impact. Others say it would be. I'm not sure who's right there, but I don't know that we'll have. I just think this, it'll be interesting, but I think this casino gaming thing, even if it dies in the legislature, will probably come to the citizens. And I never think that's a bad thing. I think the more questions you ultimately put to voters, what's wrong with that?
This deal like what I just brought up, I'm 100% for that.
Yeah, that's different. That's different than what we're talking about. And as far as the pipeline, I know there is oil on that pipeline. I actually probably need to get an update. Maybe we'll get an update going this week and find out how things are going on that front. So stay tuned, okay, Bob?
Yep, and I'm a brat man.
You're a brat man. All right, you got to hang on, and I'll put your number in the hat. So hang on, Manny. I'll get your number. Bev and Roseau, what's on your mind?
Hi. I used to work in a plant that made brats and hot dogs, and everything but the squeal goes into them. And so I never ate hot dogs and brats until Hebrew National came about, and now it's kosher and only certain cuts. So I am Hebrew National hot dogs.
You'd go hot dog before brat.
Oh, absolutely, if it's a Hebrew. You betcha, because otherwise I don't want the squeal.
I was going to say, everything but the squeal. Holy cow.
I got that.
Everything but the squeal. They put in lips and ears.
Okay. That's what I was hoping to avoid is the additional layer of detail because, for one, I can smell them right now, and I'm at Target Field. Todd had to provoke you into that. I heard it as did Todd, but he just wanted that next level.
She did it of her own free will.
Yeah. Hang on, Deb. We need your number. Hang on. More coming up from Target Field, the home opener today. The Minnesota Twins. More after this. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lions. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ram Coda in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I wish I was a farmer. I really do. Either that or a professional baseball player. I guess I could still be, sure, yeah. A professional baseball player, I don't think so. But I'd like to hang out at Target Field for a living. That'd be kind of fun. And I'd like to be riding a Case IH Magnum 290 tractor that is the best deal in the tractor universe. right now. 124-618 at Titan Outlet Store. TitanOutletStore.com. Take a look at this baby. And it is it's a universal tractor, so tillage, spraying, use it with your grain cart. Comes with 540,000 PTO. Low hours for a 2011. Could be set for 22 or 30-inch row spacing. The 290 has an additional 5,800 pounds of weight distributed in the front and rear. The tread's great on this, 70% tread remaining on the front and rear tires as well. And you know what? When you go to Titan Outlet Store, you get guaranteed iron at all of the prices. They're the place with the wholesale pricing on used ag equipment, but they give you added value. So, for instance, I mentioned 124, rough change on that price, and by the way, it's a better deal, 11% off if you mention me. 11% off if you mention Scott. You get a great deal. So 124, 618 is the price, but it qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. So you do 10% down, gets you that excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor, great return on the investment, and the comfort of knowing, hey, I've got the 500-hour warranty on this thing. So that's very nice. Added value. Warranty, money-back guarantee. They take pride at Titan Outlet in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used ag equipment at outlet prices. 3456 70th Street South in Glendon, Minnesota, south of I-94 and Minnesota Exit 6. Check out all their inventory online at TitanOutletStore.com. And remember, ask for the Scott Special, 11% off. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices from Titan Outlet Store. So here we're talking about, would you live in Minneapolis? And I said I wouldn't for all the money in the world. I really wouldn't. It doesn't do it for me. Just then, I get a little note here from Livability.com that, how about this, Todd? Bismarck has been named one of the top 100 places to live in 2017. By Livability.com, outpacing more than 2,100 cities. The criteria is populations between 20 and 350,000 people.
I've stayed in Bismarck for 20-plus years for a reason.
Isn't that nice?
I'd put it more than the top 100, but, you know, way up there.
MyPillow survey question. We're giving out a free MyPillow premium pillow today on the program from Target Field. Hot dog or brat? What's your preference? You tell us, and you're in the drawing. Simple as that. Mike in Perham, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I have to tell you, I think I would go with a brat, but the brat, one stipulation, it has to have sweet hot mustard on it and grilled green peppers and onions on it.
Oh, my Lord, I've never been so hungry in all my life as right now. You just made me that hungry.
You, that's a Chicago treat right there, because when I was a kid, we used to take the CTA over to Wrigley Field and watch the Chicago Cubs lose their shirt again. I tell you, I was a happy camper last year when they won the series. Boy, you know, when they won, I let out a war whoop that about lifted the shingles off the house. I've been waiting for that one for God knows how long.
I love it. All right, Mike, hang on. We'll get your number and get you in the drawing here, okay? But you made me hungry with that. Rocky's on the road. Rocky, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I got to say, I'm envious. You're there for the home opener.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
I have to skedaddle a little early, though. Our senior daughter, who don't tell anybody. Can I brag for 1 second, Rocky?
Absolutely.
Manny, Todd, do I get a brag waiver?
Do it. Let's hear it.
Friday, found out she was accepted at Yale.
Whoa!
Congratulations.
She is a senior at Chandler, and it's obviously her last a choir concert there, so I can't miss that. So I'm going to watch a little of the game and then zoom back for that and catch the rest on the radio. Yeah, so it's a fun weekend at the
So does this mean you're going to be doing what's in your mind from the East Coast then plenty of times?
Well, we are going there a little later this month, as a matter of fact, out to New Haven, Connecticut, just to make sure. I don't know, this precious little girl, I'm not so sure. Everything I've ever argued against is these crazy liberal colleges. We'll have to go check out what kind of defense mechanisms we can put in place.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that
she's
just
a good girl.
About the only choice?
Pardon me?
As far as colleges, aren't they just about all crazy liberal
yes.
to begin with?
Well, so. No, not necessarily. University of Mary would not
most.
Be,
right? Yeah, right.
And that's most. It's on her list. So, there are choices. So it's an honor to be accepted, and now she's weighing the various options. But mom and dad got to go check out all the options along with her. So we'll be doing that. But anyway, I don't know what got me going on that, but you called to tell me something different, Rocky.
Well, I just want to say between hot dogs and brats, I got to say I'd probably go with the brats, and there's too many varieties of them. But
I think the brats are winning in a landslide.
But you also have to realize we live up here in the upper Midwest where a lot of people make their own brats and hot dogs. We know what goes into them. And some of these little small-town butcher shops, they make the best hot dogs, all beef or all pork. And some of the best brats, you can't find anywhere any better than up here.
No, you're absolutely right. My friend T.J. Russell once took me through the Cloverdale plant right after they did the bacon thing. I'm telling you, the amount of clean that they have there and the amount of, you know, the products they use, you know, wouldn't hesitate 10 seconds to eat any of those products as well. So yeah, I agree with you. You just know what you're having. Now the Chinese folks from what is the one, the Chinese one, Todd, I always forget, the farmland. Yeah, the Chinese own farmland, and then they try to claim it's I don't know what the Chinese put in their bacon, so I don't buy it. You know what I'm saying? Just me. I appreciate the call.
I own on the farm, so
there you go. So we're gonna put you down for a brat. Manny will take your number so we can put you in the drawing. Hang on one sec. Chris in Devil's Lake wants to talk about living in Minneapolis, are probably going to scold me for speaking so critically of living in a place like this. Would I be right, Chris, or are you going to agree with me?
Well, first of all, I have to apologize to you for something.
Well, lay it on me.
Okay, when that Dakota Access Pipeline was going on, all the, you know, the early stages, and I was against it, stuff like that, and I made myself sound like an idiot. I'm just apologizing to you for being an idiot on the radio, and I'm glad it finally got through and all this hubbub and stuff is done and behind us. And I just, like I said, I'm just apologizing for being an idiot on your program.
Well, first of all, I'm on the program every day and often an idiot, Chris, so you have nothing to apologize for. It happens. What changed your mind? I'm curious.
Well, with all the stuff that was going on, and I knew some of the law enforcement and that were down there. I actually talked to a couple of guys that were down there, and the stuff they had to go through, you know, to be undercover for some of the stuff so they could figure out what was really going on. And, you know, if you hear it from a horse's mouth, you have a whole new perspective of what was actually going on, not what's being said on the radio, and they're doing this and doing that. You got to get from the people that were down there that actually had to witness it every day.
Yeah, and of course I was doing the same thing. That was, you know, informing a lot of my decisions. And these were people who didn't, you know, they weren't there to fight for the pipeline or against the pipeline, didn't care one way or another. They were there to, you know, make sure the law was followed. And the things they saw and witnessed and were able to report on, again, without an agenda, were very much what informed my opinion too. So I'm completely with you on that one. Absolutely.
Okay, but now the Minneapolis part, my wife and I get down there at least four or five times a year to watch. I think sometimes there's a football team down there playing our football team.
Minnesota Vikings, I think, right? Hang on a sec, Chris. We'll talk on the other side of the break here. We'll finish this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Target Field for the home opener, the Minnesota Twins. There is a fog that is lifted for the most part now. It was pretty foggy down here. Still pretty cloudy, though. Temp's not bad. I think it's in the 50s and supposed to be pretty much there the whole day. But it's going to be a little cloudy. Nobody will get sunburned today, that's for sure. Troy Coons will join us in a moment. We're going to do our Legislature Today segment, get an update on the things he's following in the North Dakota Legislature. Need to finish our conversation with Chris in Devil's Lake about living in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, like I said, my wife and I like to go down there. I could live in Minneapolis. The traffic, you know, it's kind of thick and stuff like that. But one thing about the traffic down there and the drivers is they're polite. You know, you put your signal light on, they'll let you in. Bismarck and Mandan, they're like, where do you think you're going? And then another thing about Minneapolis, for the whole state of Minnesota, the beauty, and there's always something to do there, you know. If you get a foot of snow, you can still go to a play or something, and you can still get around and enjoy it, restaurants, stuff like that.
There's a lot to do. There's no doubt about it, but I would argue there's a lot to do at home. I mean, I'll give you an example. Pull in last night about, 8 o'clock or something, and pull up to the hotel, right? Okay, you want to park here for $65, or you want to go find a ramp, right? And So you go find some ramp, and, of course, that's 30 a night, and it's a hassle, right? I'm not parking at the door. I'm not, you know, and everything's a hassle. That's what, you know, and, you know, I grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, 2 hours straight west of here. And our big deal was coming in for Twins games, Vikings games, North Stars, you know, stay at the Radisson South. I mean, that's what I did, you know. And so I it's still fun on occasion to come down here. Many Final Fives over at the St. Paul Civic Center, now the XL Energy Center. So, yeah, it's a good place to visit. But I wouldn't live here in a bet and endure all that traffic and hassles and snarls and delays and big city living. I just wouldn't. I've been scolded by one of our listeners. Thank you, Chris, by the way, for the call. I realize Devil's Lake is hard to beat, but the Twin Cities is not bad. I appreciate the call. Bismarck listener says, please don't announce how great things are in Bismarck. We don't need any more people here, especially leftists. Too many of them in town already. Okay, got it. All right, and one more quick conversation with Jeff and Mandan on this conversation of would you ever live in Minneapolis? Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, from 2010 to 2013, I lived downtown Minneapolis.
Wow.
And lived in a Skyway-connected condo building and worked in a Skyway-connected building. So you're just doing it wrong if you're dealing with all the traffic and everything like that. I walked to work 15 minutes both ways. Never had to wear a coat. Never had to go outside if I didn't want to in the winter. It was fantastic.
See, I guess our ideas of fantastic are just different because my idea of fantastic would not be, you know, a condo or apartment or whatever, Skyway, office, you know, office, Skyway, back to the, you know, apartment, condo. That just, you know, think of the vast beauty of North Dakota and even for much of Minnesota, for that matter.
I live in, you know, Mandan now, and, you know, priorities change as you get older and have a family and things like that. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want my kids in Minneapolis schools or anything along those lines, but
wasn't a bad single life. Okay, I'll give
exactly.
You that. Yeah, I'll give you
so,
that.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I was an elevator ride away from the bar, an elevator ride away from the restaurants. You know, never had to worry about finding a parking spot because I could walk. I was a mile away from Target Field. Oddly, I could walk indoors from my place to indoors all the way to the ballpark and never go outside at an outdoor stadium. If you go in the season ticket holders area or whatever, I could actually see an entire game without ever going outside.
Yeah, do it.
Not that I would want to, but
right.
It could be done.
All right, good call, Jeff. Thank you very much. We're tallying our final brat or hot dog survey, so get your text in. Last chance, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Is Troy not joining us? Is that what we're saying?
Correct.
Okay, all right. I guess we've rescheduled Mr. Troy Kuhn, so we'll keep rolling here. Gabe in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. How's it going this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. Hey, I just saw some breaking news recently, and I don't know if you have some other stuff that's coming along on the wire on your end, but there were some explosions on the subway systems in St. Petersburg, Russia. I was wondering if you had any idea if those were actually terrorist-related, if you have any confirmation on that.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned it earlier. I think what I reported that we'd picked up, it seems to indicate it was terrorist, was that it was an explosive device on a train. And last number I heard was 10 dead, but hundreds injured. But, you know, if there's an explosive device that's been planted on a train, what else is that besides terrorism, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, no. But just real quick on the issue of would you ever live in Minneapolis? Oh, heck no. I wouldn't trade Fargo over Minneapolis in a heartbeat.
No. I'm with you. I just wouldn't do it. Now, that last caller makes a point, depending on where you are in life, you might think a little bit differently about it, but I just don't know why you'd want to give up so much of your life to being behind the wheel. In other words, is the quality of life in Minneapolis versus, say, Fargo, Bismarck, pick your city, Minot, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, whatever, is it so superior that it is worth giving up the amount of time you give up just going from one place to the other? Just from the idea that you can't park at the door, you've got to park at a parking ramp and then go to the, you know, store. And then think of that. Just think of that. I mean, time is the one thing you can't get back. You can't get time back. It doesn't get back. So, you know, my mantra, maybe it's because I'm 52 more and more lately, is don't waste time. I don't want to waste any time. I you know, everything I want to do, I got to do it. And, you know, whether that's time with the kids or your family or you know, time doing what's most important, I mean, the amount of time wasted, and my wife and I sometimes talk about this. I'll say, I just wasted a half hour sitting here like a vegetable on the couch. She goes, honey, that's called relaxing. You know, that's you're supposed to do that once in a while. You know, and she has a point. I mean, I guess the definition of wasting. But to me, if I'm, you know, plopped on a chair for a half hour thumbing through social media, there's very little value that's going to remain with me the rest of the day, that, you know, my life, whatever, from that. Versus, hey, Haley, let's go play catch, right? And let's you know, let's take a drive. Let's go to the park. Let's see. There's so many.
Right. I mean, the difference between, you know, spending time with your kids, like, you know, just playing around with your infant daughter or, you know, or deciding to go on Facebook. You know, I mean, it's two totally different worlds you're talking about there.
Yeah, the value, the return you get is, you know, apples and oranges. No question about it. And that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying the amount of time you have to put up with, you know, the price you pay in wasted time for big city living, to me, wouldn't be worth it. That, you know, there's plenty of people going to think I'm crazy, and there's plenty of people that live here that wouldn't live in, you know, a North Dakota city to save their soul, whatever. To each his own, I guess. I'm just expressing my own opinion on it. Appreciate the call, Gabe. Thanks a lot. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's some textures. I wouldn't trade Bismarck for Fargo, and sure as heck not Minnesota. Interesting point, and there's something to that. Especially if you like a little bit of, you know, scenery. Right? I mean, there's beauty in a farm field and things that you could define as beautiful around Fargo. But, you know, the as you head west out of Fargo or Bismarck rather, or south, you know, the beauty that's so close is just ugh. There's something for that too, no doubt about it. On the Fargo Bismarck thing. You know, there's also, okay, I am going to go to Minneapolis once in a while, so now I'm 2.5 hours closer to the cities to, you know, do this, that, or the other thing. There is that, you know, if that's in your world. Texter says, Dapple protesters allowed 130-plus animals, dogs mostly, to die due to starvation and freezing. This from a shelter where my wife took on a rescue dog. Listener in Hillsboro, North Dakota, shares that. I hadn't heard a number. I knew it was large. But that is one more thing on the list of things that can really make you upset about that long North Dakota national nightmare or state nightmare. Another text there, a brat, and a hot dog, one for each hand. That's how Dave St. Peter answered last hour for the Minnesota Twins there. He said one of each. Smart move. Will Ferrell acting as Harry Carey on Saturday Night Live. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Yeah. you know, I voted brat, so that question's not for me at all. A bill. Oh, this is a question that came up earlier. Why is a bill called an act? Somebody asked. Texter, a bill is proposed legislation. It becomes an act once it has been discussed, debated, amended, or not enacted upon. It becomes law if signed by the president or after 10 days, excluding Sunday, when Congress is in session, if both chambers of Congress pass and the president does nothing, or when both chambers override a presidential veto. All right, there you go. You got your answer. Somebody wanted to know, why is it a health care? When does a health care bill become a health care act, or when is one the other, whatever? So now you got your answer. How about that? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Texter says, I usually prefer brats unless it's a hot dog from Charlie's Country Sausage in Minot. Simply the best. P.S. I love a MyPillow. I've heard lots of great things, but never tried one. Well, why not? Why not? Why you hear great things and then you don't act on what you've heard about? Come on. How about today? And how many others in our audience? Yeah, it really sounds good. I haven't done it. It sounds good. I believe Scott. I believe Todd. I believe they're right. I believe the pillow's great.
We are
fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, we are. If you have jaw pain, grind your teeth, can't sleep due to TMJ pain. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping too. The pillow would go flat. He'd flip-flop all night long, woke up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, and said, no more. He invented MyPillow, patented, to give you the exact support you need as an individual regardless of your sleep position. And we have the MyPillow deal of the century, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott to get a 50% savings. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Come on. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Steve in Fargo has a question for Chris Berg and I when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, folks. Scott Hennen, Chris Bergen here in just a moment. We are at Target Field, Twins home opener today, 3 o'clock, Kansas City Royals. A few of the players are already out there, just, you know, kind of horsing around, nothing too formal, but... by the way, speaking of baseball, there'd be a few people here today that would have a beer with that brat or that hot dog. And I just was on the Grand Forks Herald website, and it says the beer grandma remember the beer grandma at UND hockey games? They'd put her on the screen, place would go crazy. She died, 90 years of age. She gets her beer in heaven now. How about that? Well, that was pretty cool. Chris Berg from Point of View. Watch it tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox is here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. We're just having down there watching the game, taking in some dogs. Brewskis with you, though.
Tell you what, Target Field is a special place. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to watch a game. Should be a fun day. Stephen Fargo wants to talk about a topic I know that you and I are going to tackle here in this segment. So we'll let him get at it. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, Steve.
Good. Yeah, it kind of drives me a little bit crazy, but you keep hearing these little bits and pieces come out about, you know, this, quote, unmasking and this potential, you know, politically motivated surveillance. And you know, I don't know, you know, what happened or what didn't happen, but the scope of this is almost insane. If the previous administration was using, you know, assets associated with national security to spy on political enemies, doesn't that make Watergate look like, you know, a reasonably bad idea that blew up in their face by comparison?
No question. And here's my theory on this for both of you to try out. I tested this one on Chris earlier. I think the whole Russia thing is a ruse, if you will, to get out there and crowd so much stuff into the media that you take the eye off the ball of the real story. And the real story is the one you just described. Adam Housley, Fox News, is reporting there was a political intelligence operation within the Obama administration for more than a year that had nothing to do with national security or anything, you know, kind of, oh, we were following Russia and we happened upon, you know, this, that. It had nothing to do with national security at all, nothing to do with defense, none of that, and it was specifically political in nature for over a year, surveilling Trump administration officials. I mean, I agree with you. That's Watergate, and I think Russia is designed to get us to think about something else. Am I crazy?
Scott, that's not Watergate. Watergate, they broke into a building, went through some manila folders looking for lists or dirt, and then where the, you know, wheels came off the wagon is then to cover their tracks, they started lying and firing people, and those are felonies, and we all know what happened. But it's not even in the same realm of using other government assets. This was G. Gordon Liddy hired some two-bit, you know.
No, I hear you. I agree with you. It's a big deal, unheard of. And, again, Adam Housley's reported it. One of the news organizations, The Hill's, picked it up. Everybody else is ignoring it. Chris, what do you think of this?
But here's the thing, Scott. I mean, part of me understands where you're coming from, but if Russia's such a ruse, then why is Michael Flynn fired? Why is Jeff Sessions recused himself? These are people that you would presume, or at least are in the know now. Trump says he's got this information. They passed it along to Chairman Nunes. But if they've got the factual information to back this up, why is Trump firing Flynn and letting
Sessions
recuse himself?
First of all, Mike Flynn, the reason he was fired, and even the vice president didn't think he should be fired, but the president didn't like the fact that he was less than honest about the conversations he had with Russia.
So why, if there's no Russia, why is Flynn lying to the vice president?
Well, he screwed up. I mean, I think he just didn't realize what he was doing, and he was less than forthright about it, and so he got tossed out.
He's a general. How does he not know what he's doing? The guy's
I agree. I mean, he should have known better, but I don't think
I'm not trying to, you know, be the mainstream media and talk about this Russia thing, because I agree. If the story from Housley is accurate, obviously that should be in every single headline right now, and people should be diving into that story. And as you and I have talked about in the past, it was January 3rd of 2017 where A.G. Lynch signed off on allowing all this now was intelligence just for the NSA to go out to, I think it was 17 or 20 other agencies. So now, rather than this very finite number of people that you can look at and go, okay, who's uncovering the data here on Americans, now it's disseminated in all these different agencies. That could be years and years and years of investigations to actually prove what's so, and most people, I think, would agree that Obama knew what he was doing before that happened.
The plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. The plot thickens.
How can that be substantiated? What's it going to take for other news outlets or whatever to cover this like they're covering Russia, or is it just never going to happen?
And Steve, I think, you know, you nailed that. So I was going to say to you, Scott, the thing with Housley's story that is challenging to me is because it's all unnamed sources. Well, what does Trump administration said about the New York Times, Washington Post sources, all these unnamed sources. Oh, unnamed sources said X, unnamed sources said Y. If Howley can get these guys on the record, then I think we've got something. But until you have somebody on the record, it just kind of flies through everyone else's, you know, one ear out the other, because it just sounds like a Washington Post, New York Times fake news story.
Actually, the Senate Intelligence Committee hasn't been bad. I've lost faith in the FBI. I'm just not sure what I think Comey's kind of turned into a grandstander. So I'm not sure that there's much credibility there. But somebody's got to get to the bottom of this, that's for sure, and we got more to do.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And
all right, have a great day, gentlemen. Thank you.
Back with more after this. No, we're going. We're out of here. We're gone. We're out of time. We're not back with more. There's no more.
Right, we're back in just a few hours.
Yeah, a few hours after some Twins baseball from Target Field downtown Minneapolis. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks in Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayal for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo. Go to. Tell them Scott sent you.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your what? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.